Those 2 points of view are expressed by Minnesota men and women, regardless of place of residence in the state, age, education, or political affiliation. A question which poll field reporters put to a balanced sampling of voting age residents in December was, when it comes to the way Lyndon B. Johnson has taken on the duties of the presidency, are you favorably or unfavorably impressed? 93% say they are favorably impressed by the manner in which Mr. Johnson assumed his presidential responsibilities. 2% have unfavorable reactions. 5% are noncommittal. When people with favorable reactions were asked what has impressed them most, they answered these ways. LBJ is decisive, efficient, kept government operating, 38%. Likely his decision to continue the Kennedy administration policies and personnel, provides continuity, 27%. Well prepared for presidency, experienced in politics, 20%. Personal qualities, friendly, honest, sincere, patient, aggressive, courageous, 11%. The column totaled slightly more than 100,
but you gave
more than one answer. People also mentioned that President Johnson is trying to do his best for the whole nation, approve of his speeches and manner of speaking, feel he is determined to cut government spending, give a variety of other favorable reactions. They were also asked, President Johnson has asked all members of the Kennedy cabinet to stay in office in the next few months. Do you expect there will be quite a few changes in the cabinet or not very many? Quite a few, 12%, not very many, 62%, none, 21%, no opinion, 5.
Okay, you say you've sent that to Salinger?
I sent it in the yes, sir, yesterday.
All right. Bill, what happened to Minnesota?
Do you think Lyndon B. Johnson will be the Democratic Party's 1964 candidate in the presidential race? LBJ will be nominated 91%, someone else 5%, no opinion 4%. That's the end of it.
Said the bill, and Jack said it hadn't come in yet.
I'm sure it's in, they'll find one of the envelopes that came down.
You sure you find it in one of the envelopes come down if you all will just open them, he says.
Find it.
Thank you.
Right.
Order anything else?
I guess you've seen this Goldman story.
I heard about it.
I talked to Goldman this morning. He just absolutely said he had nothing whatsoever to do with it. And then McGeorge Bundy talked to Schlesinger, and Schlesinger says that he did talk to him last night, but he tried to talk him out of it. He talked him out of using it 2 weeks ago, but couldn't talk him out of using it last night. And he, Bundy, rather thinks it came from Schlesinger.
Mm-hmm.
And his opinion is that maybe you have to answer it, that you ought to answer it by saying that, yes, he is going to leave in a couple of months and had planned to, which he says he is, and that they're mistaken about anybody replacing him, that you do hope to get some.
You and Kenny done any good on your list?
No, sir. He got back this morning. I haven't seen him yet. Called a while ago to say he was back. He'll come in for a while.
Well, call him and tell him that I asked you this morning. I've called you twice, and I want you all to sit down on the list and get it to me by tomorrow evening, because I'm making some plans here.
All right.
I need it now. I got Esther Peterson here now. I'd like to see what I do with her.
All right, now you're going to leave her in labor, aren't
you?
Yeah. I've got from, is it Art me to pay a bill to state, quite a big one?
Yeah, for what?
Carbines from Brussels.
Yeah.
Sue's Luxembourg, liquor.
Yeah.
Silver, paint, jewelry.
Yeah, I didn't know how many. I thought this was already taken care of.
$1,700.
Mm.
Just got it from Bill.
And I got one of those frames, silver frames, yesterday. See how much of that is theirs. It ought to be, because I didn't know anything about that. But you'll have to. But I've got one of those silver frames. Tell them to go to looking all over the country to buy them cheaper. I'm not going to pay $75 for one of those silver frames.
We've got about 16 of them here that they gave us.
Well, this one I ought to pay for, so. Just find out about it and see if you can't get them to go all over the country and see who builds them, and they won't build something for us.
All right, they got them at Tiffany's, which is probably the highest.
That's it. We don't want them there.
That's right.
Okay, anything else?
All right. No, I believe that's all.
Watch these other polls when you're talking to anybody. What did Lou Harris say the other day?
He said that he was taking a poll now in Louisiana, that he had added to it some questions that would be helpful to you, and that he'd get me an answer on as soon as they got through. He just wanted me to know that he'd slipped in some questions that were gone beyond what the people were buying. Didn't really have anything except that would have something.
Okay.
You saw Gallup, I guess, this morning, didn't you?
What does he say?
Oh, gosh. Against Goldwater, it's about 70-20, and against Nixon, about 69-18.
I haven't seen that. Yeah, take this down. Get Jack, take it down. Did you see Gallup this morning?
Right quick,
70-20 Goldwater. Get it and read it, Jack, right quick.
All right.
I'm off my line now.
All right. Here it is right here.
And I'd tell Liz that we think it is a rash of books now, and we'd little rather wait a little bit later, that we don't really have anything that be interesting to them. We'll have a good deal a little later. That's what she ought to talk them into.
All right. I'm Nixon makes stronger showing than Goldwater against Johnson. That's a head. It's a bad head because the real news is how big a victory Johnson has against both of them.
Yeah.
That's the way the Post does. Suppose the presidential election being held today, if Lyndon Johnson were the Democratic candidate, Barry Goldwater were the Republican candidate, which would you like to see win? Johnson 75%.
Goldwater
20%.
Goldwater 20%. All right. Next.
In the South, Johnson 70%, Goldwater 24%, undecided 6. Nixon in the South, Johnson 68, Nixon 23, undecided 9.
What about the nation?
Outside the, well, nationwide, Johnson, well, just, they don't give it that way. They give you outside the South only.
Okay.
Outside the South, Johnson 76, Goldwater 19, undecided 5, Johnson 69, Nixon 25. Undecided 6. They give it to you nationwide against Goldwater, but not against Nixon. And they give you what this compares with September heats between Kennedy. Kennedy 58, Nixon 37. Kennedy 57, Goldwater 37.
All right. I call Gallup and ask him what it is nationwide Nixon, and ask him to send you a couple of copies of it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, sir.